This is Engina, G-E-N-A, Enlo. Last name is E-N-L-O-E, 8/13/66. Date of visit is 10/27/2022. Chief complaint, chest pain, number 2. Cough. Next number is congestion. Next number is sinus drainage. Next number is super thick mucus. Next number is fever. Next number is, I feel like something is swollen in my neck. Next number, excessive history of smoking. Next number, something is pulsating in my neck. Next number, masses noted by patient in her neck. Next number, history of fatty liver. Next number is leg pain. Next number is pedal edema off and on. Our patient is a 56-year-old woman who comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems that have been going on, some short, some for a while, and some for over weeks. Period. New paragraph, Miss Inlo, social. She does smoke about a half a pack a day, but sometimes more. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's married. She lives with her husband. Medical problems. She suffers from hypertension, insomnia, anxiety, histochronic neuropathy, thyroid cysts. Medication includes Atenolol 25 milligram POBID, gabapentin, 300 milligram TID, Xanax 0.5 BID, Tramadol 50 milligram a day, Ambien 10 milligram QHS, Soma 350 up to 3 times a day. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. Maintenance exam, patient has not had her colonoscopy or mammogram. I talked to her about it today. We'll make referrals one more time. Surgery, bilateral carpal tunnel surgery, right elbow surgery, right trigger point thumb surgery. Review of system as above, along with nausea, epigastric tenderness, copious amount of postnasal drainage, and no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. COVID immunization, none. She weighs 151 pounds, 98%, 98.8, 16, 89, 114 over 68. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs. You're wrong, Kyle. Oh, positive, small positive, two over six, systolic ejection, murmur noted. Lungs, few wrong, Kyle. Abdomen, soft, but epigastric tendon is noted. Neck shows a copious amount of lymphadenopathy bilaterally. Next number, TMs are red. Next area. Pharynx, red and inflamed. Posterior pharynx is red, inflamed with cobblestoning. Nasal mucosa, very inflamed. TMs are red bilaterally. Lower extremity, trace edema. Neurological, non-focal. Neck shows no meningismus. Assessment, number 1, sinusitis. Number 2, bronchitis. Number 3, rocephalogram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is check blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, lipids, B12, free T3, free T4. Next number, come back in 3 days for evaluation. Next number, chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, because of her neck swelling, lymphadenopathy, and pulsation that she feels, she had a carotid ultrasound done, along with a soft tissue ultrasound, which shows copious amount of lymphadenopathy. The carotid ultrasound shows minimal blockages. The echocardiogram was repeated from 2020 because of heart murmur that was noted today, worse than previously. But there's no evidence of significant valvular abnormality noted. Next number, no sign of DVT noted in the lower extremity. Next number, patient also has had enlargement of the thyroid cyst that was noted previously. There's a 3.5 by 3.5 centimeter cyst in the right thyroid gland, which has increased in size by 30%. Next number, at one time she was sent to an endocrinologist and he wanted to do a biopsy, but patient never showed up for the biopsy. Next number, we talked about that today and the fact that this could be cancerous. And she needs to get that taken care of at this time. Next number, carotid abdominal ultrasound shows normal kidneys. Arm Doppler studies shows no evidence of DVT or PVD, most likely related to patient's current illness. Next number, abdominal ultrasound reveals a normal bladder, normal aorta. histochronicosis with thickened gallbladder wall, normal bladder, and no aneurysm. The neck ultrasound shows right-sided mass overlying the right thyroid, which has increased in size. This needs to be evaluated ASAP. We've discussed this with patient at length. Nexum's blood work has been ordered. Nexum's await results of blood tests. Next number. Meanwhile, patient will be sent home with Bromfit DM, a Z-Pack, and a Medrol dose pack. And come back next week to go over a patient's results. Next number is mammogram ordered. Next number is colonoscopy ordered. Once again, next number is referred to specialist regarding her thyroid ASAP. Thank you.